Support for GLT's Grow comes from Chris Holderly at Advantage Lawn and Landscape, offering customized services for commercial and residential landscaping and property design, including staging for long-term growth during all seasons. Proud to serve Central Illinois. Details at growingadvantage.com. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
Spring may have been a little late this year, but now's your chance to get some spring tasks done in the landscape. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field, from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum, it's Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
Hi, Laura.
Today on GLT's Grow, a spring to-do list, and I guess there's probably a lot to get done. It's been a long winter.
It has been, and here in Central Illinois, it's sunny finally, and it's like we're right into the weather of deep summer with temps in the 70s and 80s, and so most people are on their first, second, and sometimes third mow. Most people mow the yard 26 to 34 times a year, so here we are. It's underway. So in our spring preparations or our growing season preparations, we want to have planned for or will be doing very soon your weed and feed application for your turf.
Okay, so that's for the lawn.
That's for the lawn. And then we want to get our compost station set up. If you don't have one, now is the time, because with the other items on this list, you're going to need a place to put some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm against putting it in the garbage and burning it all the time. Sometimes is okay, so compost.
Where is a good place for that, do you think?
In the blazing sun.
Okay.
And hopefully in a spot where you can kind of hide it from your views outward.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely would not want it in the front of your house. That's the public view.
Right.
So if you got a hot sunny corner back there behind the garden shed or behind the Airstream camper parked in the yard, that's the spot for it. The hot sun helps that compost break down, and there may be an odor, typically not, but keep that in mind. Keep turning it. If you're throwing lots of household waste in there, it's nice to have it away from the house. It's also now the time, I believe, there's no threat of snow or ice control.
Mm-hmm.
So let's think about repairing any damage done by the snow plows or done by the de-icing agents.
Oh, how can we do that?
Well, a lot of times it's something as simple as taking a rake and just kind of flattening out the little scuff mark that was made by the plow, or it maybe came off of the edge of the curb or at the spot where the driveway connects with the sidewalk. That's an area that oftentimes gets beat up by the snow plow. But if you're a business owner and the complex is managed, there might be a lot of de-icing agents that were used on the primary walkways, and some of those can build up in the soil and actually damage the turf there. That's a cut and replace type of repair, where you got to cut away the bad stuff because the grass seed and sod's not going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of gave you the easiest and the hardest stuff. You know, you might have a little bush that was pushed out of the ground. You might be able to just replant it, but that's what you can assess and plan for. And then I have the five typicals that we were always going to do in the spring.
Okay, let's hear number one.
Mulch.
Okay.
There is such thing as too much mulch, but now's the time to do it.
But don't do too much.
Right. You know, you want to test, run, and program your irrigation systems if you have one. It's time to get that up and running. Get the dewinterization reversed, get the lines filled up with water, let it run.
Mm-hmm.
Especially here in Central Illinois, it's dry right now, man. The ground's cracking all over the place, so let it run for a while. And then set your programs for your morning waterings for now. Remove the old tree stakes. So if you planted a bunch of trees in the fall, you could probably safely remove the tree stakes now.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show. For those who like to get their hands dirty, this week we're looking at a spring to-do list, so get those tree stakes up and out of the ground.
And may I say, the tree stakes, Laura, are to prevent the roots from moving around when the tree is being blown by the wind above ground.
Okay.
So if the tree's been in the ground and it's starting to take root below ground, that can happen quickly. But if it's in a spot where there's a wind exposure, you might want to leave them on a little longer. You want to think about your bedding plant preparation. Where are you going to plant your flowers?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So that's easiest done with the preparation fight conducted first. You know, so cultivate the soil, break that soil up, maybe add some organic matter like peat moss or mushroom compost, and prepare and build up your planting areas where you're going to put bedding plants like annual flowers.
And you've said this before, to go ahead and put the mulch down and then do your planting.
I'm a big fan of that because when the planting is done at that point, you are also done. And it's really difficult, in my opinion, to cram the mulch in around a bunch of tender, brand new plants that are maybe only inches apart. So you get the soil nice and fluffy, cover it with mulch, and if a little bit of the mulch gets mixed in with the soil, jackpot.
Yeah.
That's compost. That's organic matter. So then the fifth thing we want to do is build our natural defenses. Physical security of our landscape is the BT and Milky Spore, and we're going to bang that drum really hard.
I love BT products. They really work.
Right here in central Illinois, the Japanese beetles have been a problem.
Yes.
And it takes the Milky Spore and the BT 2 to 3 years to build up in the soil. So if you're just getting started, now's the time to get that going. Do that in the spring. You might get a little residual benefit from the first and second year, but the sooner you start, the sooner you're done.
I'm kind of curious, if you have had, say, bagworms on your evergreens in previous years, would it ever make sense in the spring to pre-spray your trees with a BT product to sort of discourage them from even establishing?
I think that the BT products that are applied to the soil are best because they're ingested by all the plants in the landscape. And when it comes to the bagworms, yes, there are lots of effective sprays, but a bagworm is easy to spot.
Yeah.
They're easy to find. And I would venture to guess that the preparation time for setting up your spray and having it done at the right time, which is when the air is stable, that's early in the morning when you're getting ready for work or having breakfast on the weekend. I just think it's easier to pick the doggone things off.
And stomp on them.
Or pick them off and throw them in a paper bag and then throw them in your compost bin. But stepping on them is a good idea because then they can't just crawl out of the bag and right back up into the tree and back to work.
Yes, that would discourage them if you stepped on them.
So it's not that I don't like the spraying. It's the last result in a good IPM program. And we preach that here at Grow.
Yes, and we do that indeed. And we start in the spring, like right now.
That's right.
So what else?
Well, I also think it's a good time to get ready for Mother's Day, right? So if you're going to have mom and the family over, get ready for that. So get your lawn chairs and stuff all wiped off and dusted off. You don't want to see mom's bottom dirty because you didn't get the chairs cleaned off.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
How humiliating for your mother.
Absolutely. She deserves better than a dirty bottom.
Right. And also, too, you're going to have to plan for all these guests. Where are they going to park? So you might want to do your neighbors a courtesy and let them know, hey, we're having the whole fam-damily over on Sunday for Mother's Day. Can we have the school bus parked in the driveway that day?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. I think that that's a little bit outside the parameters of our cleanup stuff, but Mother's Day is part of spring.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So
Because for me, Mother's Day is the day that says, okay, now you could start putting things in the ground. Because for me, it's a firm rule, never plant before Mother's Day.
And that's probably why so many nurseries have their record sales days on either side of Mother's Day.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And the Kiwanis have their flower sale and everything as well.
There's a lot of plant sales. ISU's Fell Arboretum plant sale is Saturday, May 5th from 8 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Luthi Botanic Garden in Peoria is having one that starts Friday and runs through Sunday. Extension plant sales, they're happening all over Illinois and the Midwest and probably the rest of America this weekend.
And you could get great plants that were locally started and cultivated.
It's great to support local agriculture. It's also great to get stuff that not everyone else is selling.
That's right. Yeah, get something unique for your garden. That will be one thing definite to put on your spring to-do list. Now, next week on GLT's Grow, seed banks and why they're important. We have one here at Illinois State University. We're going to be talking about that and why seed banks are vital. If you've got a gardening question that you would like to send in to Murph, we would love to hear from you. Go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form, and send that right along to us. Feel free to include a photo with your garden issue. Submit the questions at wglt.org/grow.